KURL AMFM in Billings. Unofficially, it's 30 degrees. The time is 7 o'clock. News comes your way next.
Reporting from the World Desk of United Press International, this is David Russell. In Vienna, the Arab oil talks, UPI's John Lawson says some agreement has been reached on the embargo.
Arab oil sources say that the miniatures have in effect agreed in principle to lift the ban, but they are still divided over the conditions under which it should be lifted.
And Lawson says that the Arabs can't agree at the Vienna talks. They may postpone a decision on the embargo until the meeting of Arab foreign ministers next week in Tunisia. More developments today in the kidnapping of Eunice Kronholm. In Vinyl Lakes, Minnesota this morning, the Reverend Bruce Fleming says,
the ransom money has been delivered to the abductors as instructed. They have promised to let Gunnar Kronholm know this morning, Monday, where his wife is being held.
Reverend Fleming didn't say how much ransom was paid. This is UPI World News.
Even though today I'm not in your world, would you like to spend a little time in mine? We can be together anytime we want to. Together touching voices on the line. I can see the happiness in your eyes. And you can see
long distance is touching.
We can be together anytime we want to. Together touching voices across the sky.
The auto industry is laying off about 50,000 workers this week because it already has too many big cars. And in West Virginia today, 27,000 miners returned to the pit. They were idled for 3 weeks by a protest of some 300 miners against the gasoline shortage. In San Francisco, school teachers continue their walkout that began 11 days ago. And in Kansas City, school teachers voted last night to go on strike today. In New York this morning, the Wire Service Guild began a strike against United Press International over contract terms. The Special Committee of the Democratic Party met in Washington this weekend, and the committee approved the first permanent charter for the Democratic Party. Representative Tom Foley of Washington says the Democrats have overcome their previous divisions.
It's hostilities and enmities which arose in 1960 and 72, I think much of that is past. And people who were, you know, really are not on political speaking terms are certainly on political speaking terms here. They may disagree, they may have their individual opinions, they may sharply question the validity of one's argument or another, but the fact is that they're doing it with common respect and civility, and they're not, I think, typecasting people as much as they did in previous periods of party activity.
Representative Tom Foley at the Democratic Party meeting in Washington. The National Black Political Convention was held this weekend in Little Rock, Arkansas, and the delegates agreed that minorities must achieve more political power, but they couldn't agree on how to get that power. In Huntsville, Alabama, a manhunt continues today for whoever beat two co-eds at the University of Alabama over the weekend. The students were lured to a vacant farmhouse and beaten. One of the girls died, the other is in critical condition. From New Delhi, late word now that student mobs rampaged through the capital of Bihar State today. The mobs looted and burned. The Bihar State government called out the Indian Army today to try to quell the rioting student mobs that are protesting alleged government corruption. In London, Britain's Labour government has assured the U.S. that Britain won't force an early end to the U.S. base at Hollyrock, Scotland. In last month's elections, the Labourites said they would close the U.S. base in Scotland as the first step toward east-west disarmament. From the World Desk of United Press International, this is David Reynolds.
Here are a few cooking tips from MDU to save natural gas and your own dollars. Prepare double recipes of foods that require long cooking time, then freeze half for use at another date. And remember, Frozen foods use less energy if they are thawed before cooking. Make sure any aluminum foil you use in your oven does not block circulation from vents. If there is blockage, you'll lose heat. MDU and your gas appliance dealer have a free booklet for you on how to conserve natural gas and your own dollars. It's full of good ideas. Pick one up soon.
In the weather outlook for Billings and vicinity at 5 minutes past 7, our high today, 35 to 40, cooling off tonight to 20 to 25. And then tomorrow's high, 40 to 45 degrees. Chance of snow, 40% today, 20% tonight, and 40% for tomorrow. Unofficially, valley temperature is 30 degrees. Stay tuned for the news.
Montana News and Sports, brought to you by Billings Heights Conoco. Make a Conoco stop often at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East and Judith Lane.
A spokesman for Governor Thomas Judd said early this morning that special medical and support units of the Montana National Guard have been dispatched to Boulder River State Hospital and Galen Hospital to maintain essential patient services interrupted by an employee walkout at the two institutions. The spokesman said last night that guard personnel would not be used, but he said that a steady deterioration of regular staff support during the early morning hours made it necessary to bring in guard personnel. The spokesman emphasized that only a limited number of guard personnel are being utilized to care for medical needs, prepare and serve meals, operate the laundry, maintain fire protection, and provide a minimal level of necessary services.
Keep your vehicles running at the height of their performance with superior Conoco products and qualified mechanical services at Billings Heights Conoco, where they specialize in 10-point safety checks, headlight aiming, AAA service, and 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. record calls. Also, tune-ups, tire service, and installation of shocks. Plus, those great Conoco products that'll keep your cars, buses, trucks, and bugs running at the height of their performance. Make a Conoco stop often at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East in Judith Lane.
Montana weather summary for today. High pressure in central Canada forced the Arctic front southward through Montana over portions east of the Rockies with colder air. Scattered snows and northerly winds in accompaniment. As the midnight precipitation had been logged at most locations around the Treasure State, except at Helena and Glasgow. The larger measurable amounts included Broadus with over 1/4 inch, West Yellowstone 16ths of an inch, 300 at Billings and 100 at Missoula, Bozeman, Cutbank, and Miles City. 5 o'clock this morning, skies are partly cloudy to mostly cloudy throughout the Treasure State. Light snow falling at Great Falls and Glasgow. The thermometer stood generally in the 20s. However, Lewiston and Havre had fallen into the upper teens. The State Board of Health meets in Helena today, and at 2 o'clock this afternoon, the board will discuss the Anaconda Company request for a variance from air pollution standards. The board will meet again tomorrow, and in the morning, they'll discuss the water quality standard violation by the Kaiser Cement and Gypsum Company. The Montana Division of Mountain States Regional Medical Program is sponsoring the paramedical conferences beginning today. In Helena, there will be a 3-day nursing audit workshop, which will be attended by 175 nurses. The University of Montana reports that it will begin construction of a new mall between the library and University Center today. U of M staff architect Wallace Roberts says the new mall has been designed to improve the aesthetic qualities of the Missoula campus. The mall is expected to be completed September 30th. The 1974 Montana traffic toll stands at 41. There were 48 fatalities reported by this date a year ago. Authorities have not released the name of the man who died Saturday when his sky kite crashed into the base of the rim rock surrounding Billings. The mishap occurred on the northern edge of Billings. The man's name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Time is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Your car is a valuable investment. Keep it running smooth at Billings Heights Conoco, home of quality Conoco products and top mechanical service. Billings Heights Conoco adds to your car confidence with day and night record calls, AAA service, tune-ups, and 10-point safety check. Also complete tire service and headlight aiming and shock installation. Plus great Conoco products and Goodyear tires to keep your car running smooth with fine Conoco products at Billings Heights Conoco, Highway 10 East at Judith Lane.
Memphis State brought the first round of the National Invitational Tournament to a conclusion with another last-second thriller. The Tigers squeezed past Seton Hall, 73-72. Bill Lorry led Memphis State with 18 points as the Tigers locked up the win with 35 seconds remaining when Dexter Reed sank a free throw for a 73-68 lead. Gordy Howe and John Shelley scored in the last period. That to propel the Houston Aeros past the Cleveland Crusaders 4-3. The victory keeps Houston comfortably atop the Western Division of the WHA, while Cleveland kept a thin hold on fourth place in the Eastern Division. And second period goals by Larry Navity and Ralph Backstrom, combined with the steady goaltending of Cam Newton, gave the Chicago Cougars a 4-2 win over the Toronto Toros.
This is Doug Warren, editor of the Montana Agricultural Experiment Station at Montana State University in Bozeman. Today, our most interesting guest on the program, Dr. Renata Koenig from West Germany. She is a plant pathologist working primarily in virology of plants. She is here at Montana State to work with Dr. Jim Shepherd, our plant pathologist here, who has done some outstanding work with viruses as they affect potatoes. Dr. Koenig, exactly who do you work for in West Germany?
I'm working for the Biologische Bundesanstalt. This is an institution which is very similar to the USDA in this country, a governmental institution.
How did you happen to come to Montana to work with Dr. Shepherd?
I was very fortunate that Dr. Shepherd invited me to come to this country. We have been working for several years on the same lines. And now I think it's very interesting that we can do some work together in close exchange.
The plant disease problem in your country, do you have some of the similar diseases that that affect our crops here in the United States?
Yes, they are very similar in our country and in this country, and this makes it really interesting to work on the same subject in under different, slightly different conditions.
Could you briefly describe, Dr. Koenig, specifically what you're doing here at Montana State with Jim Shepherd?
We are planning to do some research on serological relationships between plant viruses. On the basis of this research, it should be possible to make certain predictions for newly discovered viruses. The science of plant virology is a very young one. And every year, 10 or 20 new viruses are discovered, and people don't have the time to look in real detail into the properties of these viruses. And on the basis of these physiological relationships, it should be possible to make predictions on certain properties which cannot be studied in much detail at the time being.
I am told that you earned your PhD here in this country. Where was that, Dr. Koenig?
Oh, this was 10 years ago at the University of Rhode Island. I enjoyed very much to be a student of the University of Rhode Island, just as I enjoy very much to stay at the MSU now, for the time being.
How long will you be with us here at MSU before you return to West Germany?
Well, I'm afraid this will be only 6 months, but I hope we can make the best use of these 6 months.
On your visit here, do you find that your work with Shepherd is kind of a trade-off? In other words, you learn some things from him, and he in turn learns some things from you. Is this correct?
Well, this is what I'm hoping, yeah.
Well, thank you, Dr. Renata Koenig, a plant pathologist from West Germany, who works for an agency there, much like our United States Department of Agriculture.
Quality radiator and welding does more than backflush or rinse with a hose. The professional services include boiling away rust and mire in a special solution, pressure testing for leaks, complete repair, and retesting to assure you a radiator good as new. Quality radiator has the equipment to hold your radiator firmly, safely. The solution, the tanks and equipment to handle from small to heavy equipment radiators, and years of know-how in radiator service.
settle for less. Go to Quality Radiator and Welding for your radiator repair. Quality Radiator and Welding, 13th Street West at Cook, Bank of AmeriCard and MasterCharge Welcome.
Unofficial 30 degrees, high today 35 to 40, low tonight 20 to 25, 40 to 45 degrees from the top side tomorrow. 40% chance of snow possible today with a 20% chance tonight, then back up to 40% for tomorrow. The time is 7:15.